It's the new Camel at 107.9. We are the Maria and Chad Show, joined by Attorney General Mark Brnovich here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to see you. Last time we saw you was out in Florence at Country Thunder.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that a lot of fun?
Well, what was your favorite part? Oh, yeah, of course. It was great.
Well, you know, I went with my daughter, and getting a chance to meet Tim McGraw was really, really nice. And I had this foot surgery earlier in the year, so my foot was killing me, and I was really disappointed I didn't get to make it out the next day for Dirks Bentley, especially since I got to go on stage with him last time. But meeting Tim McGraw was a lot of fun. It's such a great vibe out there. You guys know, and just everyone is so nice and friendly, and it's just a great atmosphere.
When I saw you after your foot surgery, it reminded me my first time to Country Thunder. I had just had knee surgery, and I was out there trying to make sure I didn't step in a hole or have somebody drunk knock into me and get me back in surgery. I survived, but I only went out for one night that year, and you've been out there for multiple nights before.
Yeah, this year was only one night, though, because my foot was just in bad shape, and it was so swollen, and it was terrible. It was something that even a six-pack of beer couldn't cure. So, can I say that on the radio?
You sure can.
I was not driving. Yeah, so we're absolutely clear, I don't recommend that. But, it was great to see Tim McGraw, and he put on a great concert. And it's funny, that Elton John movie just came out, and he did a version of Tiny Dancer. And I was, kind of blown away by how good he was on that.
That was good.
Yeah.
So let's ask the burning question, Maria. He walks into the studio this morning, and you notice what's going on with his cell phone?
Well, he has a piece of tape, looks like medical tape, over the camera on the front of your screen. What's going on there?
Well,
what are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything.
And who's watching you?
I believe in the our rights of privacy, and this is actually one of my big pet peeves. And when I was the chairman of the Western Attorney Generals, which is the Western group of Western Attorney Generals, and my initiative was on internet privacy and security. And to me, it's amazing all the information and data that's being collected, stored, bought, and sold by all these tech companies. And one of the things that they're capable of doing is they can remotely access your camera on your phone. And so a lot of internet gurus and privacy experts will recommend putting tape or something over your camera if you're not using it, because that way no one can remotely access it and take pictures or see what you're doing.
Have you had any personal experience? Have you had somebody try to hack in and see you drinking beer at Country Thunder? What are they going to see?
The thing is, I was going to say, I'm an open book, and it's I've got nothing to hide. I mean, I've had security clearances. Yeah. I don't worry about it. But I also believe, though, as human beings, we have a right to be left alone. We have a right to privacy, and a lot of these big data.
No, we don't. Not anymore. Everybody gets to see everything.
I know. But it's if I want to post it on Twitter, Facebook, or wherever, Instagram, I should be able to. But there's tech companies now that even your contacts on your phone, they're passively accessing your contacts, collecting information about who your friends and family are and all that stuff. And data they're talking about is the new oil. That's what the tech gurus will tell you.
Well, here's my thought with this whole thing. And I understand. I agree with everything you're saying.
But
I am so not important enough. You want my, there's nobody in my contact list that's important. There's nothing I do that to me is important that somebody else is going to want.
Yeah, but they do. That's because it's the data. They literally, I was at a meeting last year, and someone from one of the tech, one of the Apple Music or whatever, said, I know what music you're going to like before you do. And I said, I find that hard to believe because I have a real eclectic taste in music.
Sure.
I mean, I listen to classic rock, country, Grateful Dead. I mean, I'm all over the place depending on my mood. But they do, they gather, they mine all this data about you, and then all that information is collated, it's collected, then it's bought and it's sold, and there's companies that make money off that, and that's why you get certain ads. And your phone nowadays, especially if you have an Android device, if you go to the mall, it measures barometric pressure, measures elevation, so it knows long you're at the shoe store, how long you're at the Macy's or wherever your department store you're at, knows how long what department you're in, and then it can, end up, sending you ads, or you're wondering, oh, wow, that's weird. I was just in the shoe department, and now I've got, ads for shoes popping up on my phone.
Can I tie everything together for you, Maria? So you're saying that nobody's phone number in your phone is important, but you are a shopper.
I am a shopper.
That information is valuable to somebody who wants to sell you something because you like to shop and you like to give people your money. So now they know how to get that information to you.
All right, touche.
And what about this, Marie? I mean, once again, a lot of people don't care, but even, I don't know, there's just something about the notion that this is my data, my information. If I want to opt in, if I want to sell it or something, then I should be able to monetize it. You should be able to make money off of it. So, you know, I know like when Facebook, we wrote them a letter last year when they had all those data breaches or the stuff they were using that information to manipulate voting trends. And that's the thing now is that they get this information and they can nudge you. You'll see certain news feeds, news articles kind of nudge you in a certain direction to believe certain things or want to believe certain things. And when that was going on, to opt out at that time, it took like 22 clicks. And so yeah. It was almost impossible to opt out. So there's a lot of times people don't even know all this stuff is being collected on them. They don't know it's being monetized. And so if they're going to do it, I think there should be informed consent. You should know what they're doing, how much they're collecting, what they're going to do with it. And you know, and then they should have to pay you for it.
So the message this morning from Attorney General Mark Brnovich is take some duct tape and just cover your phone, cover all the cameras on your phone.
I'll tell you what, everyone
and put the foil on the outside of your house. Is that what we're supposed to do?
Oh, come on, Chad, you're making me sound like I'm a nut job. No,
what do you do?
No, what you're
saying is very scary. What does somebody do?
Well, this is the problem. I think that we're starting to see movements. Even other AGs now are looking into some of the data collection practices of the big tech companies. And you even have now, people like Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook or people calling for more regulation. And I'm not saying that necessarily the answer, but you have these tech companies now. I mean, for example, Facebook is bigger than Standard Oil was when it was broken up. I mean, so they've
wow.
got all this money, all this power. And I'm a little old fashioned in the belief that when you have a lot of money and power concentrated in just a few individuals or a few companies, I think that's dangerous for democracy in the long run. This is probably a little heavy for
sure,
but I do think it's important for us to know what's going on and for us to push back a little bit.
What about summer plans? What are you up to?
See, this is a good topic. I am, my daughter just graduated from high school, which is a surreal experience because I literally remember bringing her home from the hospital in her carrier and planting some flowers. And, she's like so fragile. And, now my Elena's 18 years old, and I gave her a whole talk and she kind of took it the wrong way about, she can sign a contract now, she can vote, she can be arrested for a felony.
Great.
She's like, what do you think I'm doing? And I said, no, she's a great kid. And anyway, but she's not doing anything wrong, I don't think. So she's off to college. And so we're going to do a big trip this year. And so this summer we're going to go to Europe.
Wow.
We're going to hit Montenegro, which is where my family roots are, which is right on the coast there on the Adriatic. It's a beautiful country, and Greece as well, and Croatia. So kind of do the old Mediterranean.
Nice.
So hit
kids are growing up. Marie's got a daughter at ASU. My daughter's going into eighth grade. I mean, it goes so fast. So
It does. It's a cliche, Chad, but I mean, everyone out there knows this that has kids. It just seems like, one day, like I said, you're bringing them home from the hospital, and then the next day they're
drinking beer on the beach in Mexico.
Well, come on. No, they better not be.
It's coming. Wait, can you do that in Mexico at 18?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the things on her list. She can do a contract. She can get a felony, and she can go to Mexico and have a beer now.
She can go to Europe and have a beer now as well.
See, there you go.
Yeah, so this is actually a true story. We, when she was born, both of my daughters, Melania and Sophia, when they were born, we went out and bought like a nice bottle of wine and put it in a wine fridge, and our thought is the one's from 2001, one's from 2003 when they were born, and then I want to have like our first drink together.
That's cool.
And we'll open up a vintage from their birth.
So my first question then is, are you sure she hasn't had her first drink yet?
Maria, I would like to think, she's probably listening to this, but she better not have. Although I will tell you, I went to Arizona State, and my God, the whole college thing is just, it's really causing me a lot of anxiety and stress.
I can tell.
I am breaking out in a sweat. It's like, this is what causes you gray hairs, because I remember what it was like to be an 18 and 19-year-old college student, and it scares me to death.
Well, we appreciate it. It's always great when you have time to stop in with us.
You guys are the best.
Have a great European vacation. Make sure you
Chevy Chase, right?
Pig in the Poke, is that the game show you're going to do over there? And don't throw your beret off the top of the Eiffel Tower so the dog jumps after it.
Yeah, those traffic circles are killer.
I just can't get over it.
I spent 3 hours in one last time.
Thank you for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.